Hey everyone, welcome to week 6 of the Get Rich with Miranda Challenge. Speaking of said challenge, super awkward for me, 6 weeks ago, I rolled up to this vlog all excited and ready to just do this challenge for 8 weeks. 8 weeks is the timeline I decided on. And here I am week 6, and I don't want to go to 8 weeks. I feel like this challenge is done now. So, even though that was the plan, we're going to end this challenge here because I want to talk about other things. And I feel like I need to talk about money every week, which I definitely have not been. So I started this vlog with this challenge, the Get Rich with Miranda challenge. And now I'm going to continue it because I think it's easier than recording a podcast episode and then like editing it. I like to just record these and then put repurposing them as podcast episodes. Now I don't know what to call this vlog. Awkward. It'll probably just be the what else could be possible vlog, or maybe vlogs don't need titles. I don't know. We've already talked about this, but anyway, that I just wanted to let you know that, this challenge is done and I'll do a little debrief. But from now on, this is just going to be my vlog that I talk about whatever I want to every week, depending on what comes up. And this week, I just want to talk about my week because some crazy things happened. But let's debrief the challenge a little bit. So the entire purpose of the Get Rich with Miranda challenge, if I even remember, it was to see if I could be financially supported without getting a second job, because I quit my retail job, right? A couple months back, that was mainly supporting me just because I didn't want to keep doing it. And I didn't want to get a second job too, in addition to the job that I have now. But then my first week of the challenge, like my first day or something, I got a raise at my current job and I got more hours. And in an ideal world, in an ideal world, I like the goal, what my end destination is going to be working for myself, instead of clocking in at all. And so that's obviously what I'm working towards. But in the meantime, I'm fine just having this job, that my one job that I'm at now as a coach. And I'd rather spend my energy on different goals right now. Like I could be working on this goal consistently of like, okay, let me every single week make another step towards quitting this job and just being my own boss and just being supported and just having my free schedule all the time. But there's too many other things that I want to talk about and coach myself on and teach you about. So, and that's going to include making more money and becoming wealthier and working for myself and teaching people who are watching, who want to become their own boss, to do so, and just share my journey. So anyway, all that to say, I just want to have we're debriefing. That's right. And so I'm not worried about being supported anymore. And I have my one job and it's going to be fine. And I'm not going to have to get a second job. So I guess like mission accomplished. Woohoo. I didn't expect to kind of figure it out as fast as I did. But I don't know. I thought it was a good time. Hopefully you learned some things about money and started thinking about them a little differently about money. But I understand that I just talked a lot about whatever I want. So anyway, a fun challenge. And now I get to talk about whatever I want. So this week, something very, very big happened for me. And that thing is called, I was cast at the professional theater that I've been auditioning for like probably 7 years, probably 6 or 7 years, for a long, long time. And that was like kind of the biggest thing. That was like kind of the thing of this week. And I was so excited and I'm so happy. And it's just such a huge goal that I finally hit. And I just wanted to Oh, okay. It's the theater that I mentioned this on the very first episode. It's the theater that when I got a call back for them a couple years ago, I skipped my Disneyland trip to go to that callback. And then I was like cut from the first round of callbacks, which sucked. But it's that theater. And it's just such a big shift from where I was. Like, I'm just such a different person from the person that I was when I got my very first call back there. Where do I want to go with this? When I got the email that was saying I was cast, I was excited, and I was like, oh, yay. But I didn't freak out like I thought I would. I've pictured in my brain like working at this theater and getting the casting notice in my inbox. I always picture my reaction would be like, oh, like I can't believe it. Like just this big mushy gushy whatever. And it just wasn't like that. I was excited, but I also walked out of that callback knowing that I booked it. Like I knew it. And I made this decision about 6 months ago that I was going to book it. So 6 months ago, I don't really know exactly what triggered it. Just in my life coaching program, we were talking about certainty and deciding that goals are done, even before you have any evidence. And so I was just looking at my goals and I'm like, okay, which goals are not yet done in my brain? Like I had all these goals. I talked about this last time that I really hoped that they were going to happen, but I hadn't decided that they were going to happen. And so I looked at this goal of being cast in this theater and I said, okay, I really want to work on deciding that this is going to happen. And so I just attacked that goal in particular. And I did all the work that I needed to do to get my brain and body on board with knowing and deciding that I was going to get cast at that theater one day. And that involved a lot of just sifting through my brain and my thoughts and finding the thoughts that told me why I couldn't get cast there and refuting them while also holding space for them and realizing that they came from a real place. Like there's some thoughts that were just saying, no, I can't. I'm not going to get cast there. Like I've gotten so few callbacks for that theater. It's just not going to happen. And those thoughts are there to protect you. They were there to protect me from being hurt again. Because if you decide and really believe in a goal and decide that it's going to happen, then you might get hurt and disappointed. if you get the news that it doesn't happen, then you might get really hurt and that would suck. And your brain knows that. Your brain is just trying to protect you because there's been so many instances when you have put your hope in something and put your belief in something happening and then it hasn't. And then you feel really sad and your brain holds on to those. And your brain's job is to protect you from feeling the bad emotions like sad or fearful or embarrassed or whatever. So it will produce a bunch of thoughts that tell you why you can't have something. So that, because if you don't believe it, then you're pre-feeling the disappointment. Does that make sense? Like that you're feeling it now instead of waiting for a future time to... Hang on. I don't like how I just said that. Okay. Let me back up a little bit. I'm going to re-say that. if you don't believe in something, then there's no expectation. You know what I'm saying, right? Everybody knows this. Like, oh, don't set your expectation too high because then you might be disappointed. And your brain just sees disappointment as like a threat because it feels uncomfortable. And we always want to avoid those uncomfortable emotions at all costs. And so that is why your brain offers you those thoughts. But the work is to give yourself compassion for those thoughts and say, hey, thoughts, I hear you. Brain, I hear you. I know that you don't want me to get hurt. Like, I understand we've been hurt in the past by believing in something and that just hasn't felt good. but it is okay and it is safe to believe that this could work out and that I could actually achieve this goal. Because think about it, the worst that will happen is that you'll feel a sad emotion. And some of our brains just think that that is the worst thing ever. And it thinks that because lots of us don't know how to process negative emotions. And so once you learn to process your emotions, then your brain and body can feel so much safer believing in a goal. Because if you are let down and if it doesn't work out, then you feel sad, but you know what to do with that sadness. You know how to process that disappointment and channel it into a better emotion or direction or whatever so that you can keep going. Because we don't want to be, if we're scared of feeling emotions like sadness or disappointment, we're not going to go for anything. And it truly, I need to get back on track here. All that to say, it's important to get comfortable with fear and sadness and disappointment and embarrassment and all those negative emotions. Because once you can befriend them and realize that it's not actually that bad to feel those emotions, the more that you can continue to go after the things that you want, that maybe if those things didn't work out, you would feel those emotions. But you've felt those in the past. Like, you're no stranger to those emotions. You can feel them, you can process them, and then you can move on and keep going. And then, because consistency is so important. Like I truly do believe in the power of consistency. And what stops us from being consistent is the fear of it won't work out. And I don't want to feel that uncomfortable emotion if it doesn't work out. And so I'm just not going to try. But if you're like, I don't care about fear, I'm going to keep going, and then it will eventually work out. So anyway, I decided months ago, I'm going to just make this goal, like, I'm going to absolutely, it's going to be inevitable for me. My intention was not to get cast at this theater. I mean, obviously, that's what I wanted, and it was kind of an intention, but more my intention was to know and decide that I was going to get cast. And so I had to, this is what I'm saying, look at the thoughts that were trying to protect me and prevent me from going towards this goal. But I said, okay, listen, I could get rejected. That is the worst that could possibly happen, and I'll feel sad. And so then I'm like, I can feel sad. That's something that I can do. Let's do it. And every single day, I just looked for the evidence as to why my getting cast at this theater was inevitable and why I was the perfect fit and why I and my talent was exactly what they are looking for and exactly what they wanted at their theater and in their productions. And I just made that list every single day, and I looked for celebrations, and I looked for, okay, how is this working? Oh my gosh, like, that person told me they think I'm talented, or I sang this song better than I ever have. And I went and saw a show at the theater, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, that person from my program is in the show. So, and I'm in the same program as them. So, like, I can do that too. There's no reason why I can't. And so just like building up the evidence for why it was inevitable, and like looking for the celebrations, looking for that evidence, using the reticular activating system to just filter that evidence and ignore all the things that told me, oh, this is why you can't make it. Just like not even give that a voice. And after doing that for a while, it just worked. And I just knew, I'm like, oh, they're going to cast me. Like, they absolutely will. Like, there's no reason why this can't happen for me. So yeah, it took a while, but after doing so much diligent work of like why this is inevitable, it did become inevitable. And I came to a point where I energetically decided that it was happening. And now here I am, 6 months later, my results have caught up to me. So you have to give like the universe some time to catch up. Here is the work. Decide what you want, decide that it is happening, and hold the belief. Those are the three steps I want to say right now. Because if you keep going in and out energetically of like, yes, it's happening, then the next day you're like, I don't really know, then the universe is not really going to get behind that. But if you are consistently Like, yes, it's happening. I don't care that there's no evidence that this is happening. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's happening. And you consistently know and believe that every single day, then like it will happen. And the universe is like shifting things around to make it happen for you. It's impossible for that to not happen because you are an energetic match for it. You are saying, yes, absolutely. I've cleared out the limiting beliefs that my subconscious brain has held on to as to why I can't have this goal. And everything in my brain and body is believing, absolutely, yes, this is inevitable for me. This is 100% happening. The universe can't not bring it to you. It can't not. It will. It's impossible. It's like a law of nature. It's a law of the universe. It has to. But it just might take time. But in the meantime, you just have to hold the belief, even when there's no evidence. And so that's what I did. For the past 6 months, even though at first I wasn't getting too many callbacks, I'm like, I don't care. It's still happening. Am I talking so loud? I feel like I am. Anyway, I just thought it's still happening. And then I eventually started getting more callbacks. And, you know, I've gotten 4 callbacks for this theater in my entire life, in my entire 7 years of auditioning for them. The first one was when I skipped Disneyland. That was 2021, I think. And then the other 3 have been this year. And it's March now. It's the beginning of March. And that's not a coincidence. And it wasn't until 6 months ago that I made this decision. Because before that, I was like, I don't know. But 6 months ago, I decided, yes, it's happening. I held the belief. And now the universe is finally catching up and started bringing me the callbacks. And so that's why when I got the callbacks and when I got the casting notice, I wasn't surprised. Because I already decided 6 months ago that it was going to happen, even though there wasn't any evidence. I'm like, yeah, I know it's going to happen. And then I got the callback. And I was like, I was excited, yeah, but I wasn't surprised. I'm like, yeah, I already decided this was going to happen. So if you can consistently hold the belief, I can't guarantee that, you know, it'll take exactly 6 months for this to happen, for your goal to come true since the day you decide that's happening. But you have to give a little time to the universe to rearrange and make things happen and to make things line up so that it can bring those things to you. And that's what coaching helps you do, is helps you to maintain the belief, because your brain will fight so hard, will fight and tell you the story that you can't achieve something because it's trying to keep you safe. But you just have to be like, brain, I love you, girl. Shut up. Like, you're not, just kidding. Actually, I don't talk to my brain like that. I am actually very kind and compassionate for my brain, because brains are usually scared for a reason. And just compassionately and lovingly refuting all the stories your brain tells you and all the reasons it tells you as to why you can't have something, and just being completely delusional, completely delulu. Delulu is the salulu here. So anyway, all that to say, I'm really excited and I'm in this professional show and I can't believe it. It's been such a long time. But I know that it's not a coincidence that I made this decision 6 months ago that it was happening, and now I'm finally getting cast. Because, you know, I'm sure I've always been really talented. Like, yeah, my talent, my voice, my dancing skills, they've gotten better over the past few years, of course. But, like, the biggest difference is in your energy and in your mindset. And just when you feel better and you know that something is going to happen. Because talent, I don't know, it doesn't change that much. It gets better, but that's not the main reason. It's just not. This is the stuff. This is the juice. This is the goods. And when you can feel better and decide ahead of time that something's happening, like when I decided that when I would rehearse for voice and just practice dance, rehearsals were so much easier because it was the stakes were, like, the pressure was taken off. I'm like, oh, I know this is going to happen. Now I can just have fun in the rehearsal room. I can just have a good time here. And rehearse because I want to. And when you are rehearsing from that place, you get so much better rather than being like, oh my gosh, I have to nail this audition. Like, if I don't, I'll feel like crap. Like, I have to rehearse for 2 hours and blah, 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 blah. Like, that doesn't make it fun. That makes it so pressurized and just that makes you walk away hating rehearsal and just beating yourself up and beating up your talent. And that's not going to help you make a better audition. So if you feel better and you decide ahead of time in the first place that this is happening, your rehearsing is going to go better and your talent is going to increase because you're rehearsing in a safe place and your creative juices can flow and you're not, putting so much pressure on this thing. I think that's all I want to talk about this week. I just think it's so amazing. I just see this so clearly for myself. And it's exciting because now that this has happened, I know that I can make this same thing happen in all areas of my life. I know that I can decide that I'm going to make a certain amount of money and I'm going to have a certain amount of followers and I'm going to have the relationship that I want and have the health that I want. And I just have to hold the belief that all those things are done exactly how I want them to happen, that it's happening. And I just need to give the universe some time to shift things around and work its magic. So anyway, this is the end of week 6, the Get Rich with Miranda challenge. I gave you a little debrief of how it went, so I'm happy with this conclusion. But going forward, I'm hoping to just continue vlogging and maybe just podcasting. But this works well for me, is vlogging and in a much more chill setting where I can just be in my sweats and in my own home and just riff on the thoughts that I'm having and the lessons that I'm learning, rather than, like, I don't know, going to a fancy schmancy setup to get it all done. And it's great because I thought I was busy earlier in my podcasting journey. If you go back and listen to my earlier podcast, I'm like, oh my gosh, I know it's been 8 months. I've just been so busy. I thought I was busy then. Like, girl, no, not even. Like, I was really busy. Because I always have things to do. Like, I have a list of projects that I just am trying to get done when I have a free second to spare. And so when I wasn't free, I would just go to the list and work on a project and stuff. But I mean, even school and stuff took up a lot of my time. But now I don't have just time to work on extra projects and stuff. And I don't want to say I don't have time. I could always make the time if I wanted to. But I have, like, actual commitments. Like, I have things scheduled every hour of the day. And I'm starting to understand, like, what is meant by people who are in my major saying, you know, you can't really have a job and be in the MDT program at the same time because it's just so busy. And it is very busy. There are a lot of things to do, a lot of rehearsals to go to, a lot of people to see, a lot of places to be, like, a lot to do. But I wouldn't have it any other way. And thankfully, I have a really flexible job. And I know that it's all going to work out. And it is working out because I'm an energetic match for it working out. And I'm just very thankful. I feel so very fulfilled in my life. And I just didn't feel this way years ago. I just felt so sad and lost that I wasn't studying what I loved in school. I didn't know why I was at school if I wasn't getting in the program that I wanted. And it was just a really hard and sad time. And I didn't know my worth and my talent. And I thought that I was just kidding myself. And I was just crazy and maybe not even talented at all. And that's just not true. If you're watching this and you're in the same boat with, like, performing, I just want to help you. And I want to help artists who struggled through the same thing that I did, because, like, I have just been there, and, like, it is so painful and hard and sad, and I'm getting emotional because, like, it was just a really hard couple years of my life that I wanted to perform and I wanted to do what I'm doing now so badly, but it just felt so out of my control, and I just felt like I wasn't being seen by anyone, and that all my efforts and my efforts, it was just all for naught. And it is the most sucky, horrible, powerless feeling. And that's just why I'm doing what I'm doing now, because coaching has changed my life in such an impactful way. And my heart aches for people who are going through the same thing that I was going through. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm at the end destination for my career and my and where I want to be in my performance career. Like, there's so much growth still for me. But I've just made such a quantum leap in this area of my life from where I was just a couple years ago to the performer that I am now. And just my self-concept has changed, my identity has changed, and as a result, my results are changing, my circumstances are changing. I'm getting cast in professional theaters. I'm in my program. I'm getting so many opportunities that I just wasn't so many years ago. And so that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I just want to help you guys, as many people as I can. And I mean, my coaching is not only for people, for like struggling artists who have been where I was, because I certainly have learned just so much about all the areas of my life, not just performing through coaching. Through coaching, I've learned about different areas of my life. And but yeah, I'm very thankful for where I am now in my life, and the co-creation process that it's been between me and God to make this reality, and it's just available to everybody. So I love you all. I love my life. I don't know how to end this. I love you all. I'm grateful for my life and everything that I have, and I know that all of it is available for you too. Everything you want and more, and something better. And if you want to work with me, then send me a DM on Instagram at miranda.renee.smith, because my 6-week program just might be the perfect thing for you to help you get clear on the goals that you want, why you're not achieving them, even if you are doing all the things that people are telling you you should be doing, what is actually stopping you from hitting that end result and from deciding that your goals are done. So yeah, we'll be in touch. And that is the end of the Get Rich with Miranda Challenge. And until next week, when I vlog about whatever else I want to talk about. Bye. Last thing, really important before I sign off. I just found out that these sugar cookies, the store-bought ones that everyone is obsessed with, are called Loft House cookies. I didn't know that. I just always called them the sugar cookies from the grocery stores that every single grocery store has, you know, that everybody's obsessed with. And am I tripping? Did everybody know this except me? Like, is that a common thing? Because I swear I just hear everybody saying, oh, the sugar cookies from the grocery stores, you know, like the soft ones. And everyone's like, yeah, the pink or the blue ones. Anyway, Loft House. Who would have thunk? Not me.